Ever since I started putting my writings out there in 2016, I've been receiving questions just like this from people who found peace in my words. Whether it's through direct messages, comments, or even emails, I've always received people's stories with an outcry for help in some way. I can confidently say that most of the questions I've received have had to do with the topic of letting go. Even when they didn't directly use these words, it was clear to me that what they were struggling with was letting go of some kind of attachment. It also was very clear to me that the reason the struggle of letting go existed was a deep need for the person to live their authentic truth. That's why, after publishing a few books on topics I wanted to write about, I decided that it's time to write one that directly answered the questions of those who gracefully read my words and followed my journey for years. I put out a call to the people who've walked my journey with me thus far, and I say this because I don't like using the word followers. And I received hundreds of questions, several of which I'll address and explore in the form of conversations throughout this audiobook. The purpose of this project is that we have one larger conversation on letting go that doesn't just answer the how of letting go, but also breaks down the why behind the difficulty you've been experiencing with letting go. This conversation will go into the root of the pain, not just what it looks like on the surface. Together, we will reach a point where your mind, body, and soul have answered the following question: how do you genuinely let go of everything that is holding you back from living your most authentic life? I spent a few days reading through and listening to all of the questions and realized that most of the questions fell under five themes: letting go of infidelity, letting go of toxic relationships, letting go of injustice, letting go of external perception, and letting go of internal perception. Throughout this audiobook, I'll be going through each theme, answering a series of questions posed by you. And if you're new to my work, I'll be answering a series of questions posed by a community of like-minded and like-experienced people. I'll then break down the questions and talk through each point, as if we're sitting in a cozy room having tea or coffee together. I'll also present you with practical examples, exercises, and affirmations that you might find yourself coming back to frequently. I just have a feeling you will. At the end, we'll conclude with a guided meditation. It's my hope that through this audiobook, you feel a safe space around you for the struggle you're experiencing on your journey to letting go. There is absolutely no shame or judgment in going through something like this. Maybe you're tired of talking to your friends about it, or to people who you've confided in. Maybe you feel like you're a broken record. Maybe you feel like you're disappointing those around you who genuinely want to help. Maybe you feel like a burden repeating the same thing over and over. I'm here to tell you that you are not a burden. You are not a horrible person for not being able to let go. You are not letting anyone down. In fact, it is not your job to worry about how others feel about your healing process. I'm going to repeat this because it's essential to your journey. It is not your job to manage how others feel or what they think about your healing process. It is your job to heal and let go of everything that holds you back from healing, and that includes the opinions of others. Even if they are people who love you and want what's best for you, their love for you should not be conditional on you healing the way they want you to heal, or on you healing on their timeline for you.